I address you here with a sense of both admiration and awe. Admiration, because I know of the immense contribution of this Assembly and the Council of Europe as a whole to causes which I'm deeply attached: the protection of human rights, pluralist democracy, our cultural heritage, to name but a few. You bear responsibilities that couldn't have been imagined before the removal of the Berlin Wall, to contribute to the construction of a new visionary continent, stretching into the heartland of Central and Eastern Europe, and anchored by a common attachment to fundamental values. Success in this daunting enterprise will sow the seeds for future peace and stability on our continent, and lead to an improvement in the democratic conditions of millions of people. Not far from peaceful Alsace and the ordered calm of this parliamentary assembly, which was not so calm when discussing gender equality, civil war is being waged, as we know. Women and children are being blown to pieces by mortar shells and villages purified. But this dark shadow is there to remind us of what's at stake in the construction of Europe, and to fix our purpose with all the seriousness and commitment that we can command. The tragedy of ethnic conflict in the former Yugoslavia has jolted our consciousness and has also sealed our resolve. What makes the Council of Europe special, I believe, marking it out from other international organisations, is its concern with values. At the centre of those values is the human being. From this, everything else radiates. It's the leitmotif of the Council of Europe. In a true sense, therefore, the Council is the ethical and humanist dynamo of the developing Europe. What better place to hook into the democratic network, that closely woven web of links, exchanges, and mutual assistance in Europe, in all spheres of human activity and at all levels? Governments, national parliaments, local and regional authorities, voluntary associations, and individuals. We need to listen to the narrative of each other's diversities so that we can draw strength and not weakness from our differences. In this unique campaign, the swinging door of this organisation is the most creative and forceful answer to the scourge of intolerance and its close ally, indifference.